Wednesday, November 2nd, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Chapter 2 of Philippians, starting at verse 4, the Word of God says, "Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." Tim Kiziar said, "Our greatest fear as individuals and as a church should not be failure, but of succeeding at things in life that don't really matter." This matters. All right. We can succeed in a million other things that don't really matter, but this matters. The great commandment is to love God and love others. See, Paul realizes that everyone naturally looks out for his own interests. The key is to take that same level of concern and apply it also to the interests of others. I had a friend send me to a YouTube video the other day. It's called Kisses from Katie. It's a small clip about a 22-year-old girl who was now living in Uganda and had adopted 14 girls. All right, let me say it again. 14 girls, and this was a 22-year-old girl. And this girl was homecoming queen at her high school. She was cute, she was sweet, and she could blend in with any of the girls in our youth group. But in humility, she's counting others more significant than herself and looking out for the interests and needs of others. And she's trading in a comfortable life, a safe life, a secure life, so that she can make a difference for the glory of God. Making the difference in a little girl, actually 14 of them. Now, as I was watching this video, she said this: "It's obvious that you are to love the Lord with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. And myself doesn't want to be starving. And so I don't want other people in the world to be starving." That's pretty simple logic. So what did she do? She followed in the footsteps of Jesus. She humbled herself for the benefit of others, not looking only to her own interests, but the interests of others. Such radical love is just rare. So in this passage, what Paul does, he gives us the hard and high command and calling of counting others more significant than yourselves and concerning yourself with the interests and needs of others. And then he immediately goes to Jesus. He gives the command and he puts a spotlight on Jesus. Look at verse 5. "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Here's a challenge. Be intentional today about looking out for the interests of others. Follow in the footsteps of Jesus, who humbled himself for the benefit of others. That may mean sitting with someone who's alone in the lunchroom. That may mean praying with a coworker whose parents are sick. Or it may mean that you simply be still and pray for God to give you a vision of the people around you in your sphere of influence that you can be a blessing to, and how you can be a blessing to them. Who knows what it means? It may be that God calls you to go help Katie, or he calls you to go be a missionary somewhere else, to work in an orphanage or start an orphanage somewhere else. Why not dream big about that, right? May we be diligent in really seeking out ways we can alleviate the pains and burdens of others. May we love God and love people, and in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily. 'Cause it's a bittersweet symphony.